Congressman Tim Walberg. He's on the other end of our line. Congressman, how are you?
Well, good morning, Tony. I'm doing just fine. Glad to be home. Got home late last night, and I wish you all a Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Happy Hanukkah.
Great America. Same to you. Same to you. But you know what? It's a mess there in D.C. We didn't get any work done, and we needed to help a lot of folks. And with the legislation that was rejected by the Republicans, so to speak, because they didn't like what they were seeing, we got some challenges here. Tell us about the last few days.
Oh, we do have challenges. And, you know, I think we did get, we got some significant work done, completed yesterday. You know, it's regular order again in the U.S. House. We would hope that would be regular order in the U.S. Senate as well, and it may indeed be. We still have a number of days here, including Christmas, if necessary, to the end of the year to get the job done, and sometimes that's when the work actually does get done. The Senate can be called back. The Senate Majority Leader, Harry Reid, can do that. The President, even under our Constitution, certain special instances, which this would be one of those, could call one house or both houses back for a specific purpose. This is a purpose that is very important, and we would ask the President to not go to Hawaii, but to stay here and, in fact, call the Senate back to respond to regular order. And what do I mean by that? Simple civics 101. The House passes a bill, sends it to the Senate, which we did last Tuesday. This payroll tax extension, reduction extension, unemployment insurance extension, Keystone Pipeline, doc fix for Medicare, that was all sent to the Senate. They had the opportunity to look at it and decide whether they like it or not. If they like it, under regular order, they pass it and send it to the President for signing. If they don't like it, they put their amendments on and send our bill back to us and say, here's what we think it ought to look like. That's regular order, and that's what they did. Now, we then have the opportunity to say, we like it, we'll pass it, send it to the President. Or we can say, no, it really doesn't meet our concerns. So we will now go to a conference committee. And that's what the House of Representatives did yesterday under regular order with full debate by Democrats and Republicans. And in a basic bipartisan fashion, again, we rejected the Senate's amendments, sent that bill back to them and with a request to them to call for a conference committee as we did yesterday and have announced our conference committee members and are ready to go into action today to work out the differences between the two houses and then ultimately send a solution to the President for signing. Now, Harry Reid has said he won't do that. I think the American public can respond to him and say, we don't accept that. We want regular order to be followed. We don't want you to kick the can down the road for 2 months. The People's House said that isn't going to work. Uncertainty in the economy right now is destroying our economy. We need certainty, and this would produce some of that, at least for a year, in the case of Medicare, for 2 years.
All right, reacting to the payroll tax, the Republicans didn't like it. I'm not asking you to speak for the Republicans, but I can't ask you to speak for yourself. What didn't you like about the revised Senate version of this bill?
Well, it's untenable, and all sorts of business organizations and accounting agencies are saying it can't be done right now, and it was interesting to see one of my colleagues, Dan Webster, in the Rules Committee hold up a form that he is a small business person, and every small business person in the United States has to fill out for a quarterly filing of payroll tax figures. It's quarterly. That's what the government gives them in forms. They don't have forms for a two-month filing. Their ability to have computer programs to assess a two-month payroll tax deduction filing isn't capable. This will discourage jobs from being produced. This will add costs to businesses what we don't need to do right now, which will ultimately discourage jobs. And the whole process comes to a screeching halt. A two-year extension is simply a kicking the can down the road, which Congress is known to do and people don't like. And that's what we were attempting to change this time around in responding what the President called for up until 2 days ago. He called for a one-year fix. Harry Reid was calling for a one-year fix last week. Nancy Pelosi was calling for a one-year fix last week. The Republican House, with Democrats supporting us, sent a one-year fix over to the Senate last Tuesday. And all we asked for them to do was do the right thing, give a one-year fix. They might want to change the way we paid for it. We didn't tax job providers in our bill. We reduced spending in government, cut some waste, fraud, and abuse, and we also did it on the backs of federal employees and the U.S. Congress as well by putting pay freezes in place for Congress as well as federal employees.